All right, guys. Family Karma finale. Oh, I just got sad. I hate when we have to do finales, Kendrick.
I know.
Oh, I hate that. Remember when we did a finale for Atlanta? That was a sad feeling.
It was. It was the last reunion part.
Yeah.
Nothing after. They didn't give us like one of those random
lost footage things.
Yeah. We didn't get in one of those. It was just like, oh, bye.
The good news is now Kendrick and I are like work husbands and wives. So it's not like we're not going to do something.
Right. Like, we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll do something again. But yeah, it's sad when it comes to an end because you've been doing it every week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, okay, well, now it's over.
And this is a long season of Family Karma.
It is a long season.
It was good.
I do have to say the wedding storyline did drag on quite a bit. They did drag this on for longer than I anticipated, but that, I guess, is how most housewives go, so why not?
Yeah, it was, I think, too, it was kind of like a changing of the guard, almost, because we started off with one wedding and then ended with someone else entirely's wedding, so...
Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was good.
And there were a lot of like layers and complexity to this wedding in particular.
Yes.
We're going to do something a little bit different tonight. We're not going to do our usual like detailed recap because Kendrick and I are going to, we're going to get through this. We're going to do general thoughts and then Kendrick and I are going to hop on a live for my birthday because today is my actual B-day.
Happy birthday. You want me to sing the Stevie Wonder version for you? I don't sing the other one.
From start to finish. Here at She Speaks Bravo, we believe that Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. Look at me. I've been using it for over a decade, and I am a complete mess. That's me, by the way. I'm Emily, and I'm your host on this journey.
What is this, honey?
I love that.
If you're not already subscribed, get subscribed and hit that notification bell because I'm releasing new episodes at least 3 times a week.
Clip!
You fool.
That's my opinion!
I talk Bravo, I talk true crime, and sometimes I talk a little scripted. So whatever you're here for, I hope you enjoy the show. Something I really am I'm curious about.
Okay.
Bali's second husband.
Face blurred out.
We know nothing about him. She just says that she's been married twice and they show him and he's blurred. I'm like, oh my God, what happened?
This was the episode of mysteries because I don't know if you're like me, but every time they showed the front row at the wedding, I was looking for Nicholas's parents.
Same.
Every single time. I was like, oh, is that them? Every time I saw a white person, I'm like, is that him? Mm. Is that the dad? Who is that? Who is that person? Every single time without fail.
Nothing will intrigue me more than not showing someone like that. We've never seen this before. We've never had this type of footage on a Bravo show before.
Right.
Where you know someone is there and we're just not getting access to it.
And they even acknowledged them this time, though, which I was like, it was so weird because what was it when they were at the, I can't think of the name of it.
The Barat.
When they were on the horses.
Yeah, the Barat.
Mm-hmm. And at that part, he was like, oh, dad, something. I was like, what? Your dad's there? What? What is happening?
I didn't anticipate that. I just assumed they would be like nowhere near Nicholas when he was on the horse or anything, but it was crazy.
Yeah.
How did we feel about Bali's pink tulle dress?
Oh, my God. She's a woman after my own heart because do you remember that it had to have been the Grammys one year when everyone was in, like, black suits and, like, all this stuff. And Rihanna shows up in that huge pink dress. And, like, they showed, like, a photo from, like, aerial photo like from the top and she was the only person you could pick out because she's the only person like in a huge pink dress. Everyone else, I'm like, that is a person after my own heart right there, like just breaking the rules and just doing whatever the hell you want to. I love it.
That is what Kendrick would show up in.
Yes, that is exactly my, I'm like trying to borrow it if she's done with it.
I have a serious question. How is Brian so bad at picking up women?
It's crazy. That girl did not seem interested.
Although,
gonna, I blame her, actually.
Yeah, this is her fault. This is her fault.
That wasn't his fault. She was giving him nothing. She was not fun at all. He needs someone who's gonna, like, go back and forth with him. She was boring.
He needs someone to, like, jump off of, and she wouldn't return the energy in any of those scenes, and it was just really weird. He thought she was cute, but it was just like, she was just, why am I here? What is happening? Why are you talking to me? What is going on? Like, she had no interest.
Are you blind, girl?
Right. I don't get it. There's got to be, okay. At this point, there's got to be something we don't know. Right. What is happening?
I'm confused, because if that man came up to me at a wedding and was talking to me, and no offense to her, but, like, she's not, like, a supermodel. This isn't like Linda Evangelista. Right. You know, like, I would be like, oh, hell yeah, this guy's talking to me. And I would be, but she, everything he said, she was like, oh. I mean, right. He does make cheesy jokes, but how does that not endear you to him? Right. He's hitting on you. And aren't you like, you just, oh, you.
He's like, literally, because it didn't look like she was, well, maybe she was, I don't know, at least on camera, but, like, she didn't seem like she was, like, there were, like, a big group of people or anything. So, like, it was, like, nice guy, like, trying to drink with you. And, like, it's kind of, I don't know. Maybe she was uncomfortable. Maybe she's not a camera person.
Cameras, I forget about that. Because a camera shows up suddenly and she's like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I forget about that. You're right, actually. Because a camera swoops in and suddenly she has to have a conversation with someone. She's like, right. Never mind. This is what's making her weird. But poor Brian, though, man. He just keeps making himself look so foolish.
Damn it.
But it just endears us more to him.
Mm-hmm. We love him.
All right, let's get to the big one for me.
Okay.
Reshma.
Yes, okay.
She can fuck off. Okay.
You know that scene, correct me the hell up. And I knew you were going to have a million things to say about it. I was like, oh, shit. Like, Reshma is not giving Dharma any energy at all. She is just like, what the fuck ever, and get out of my face.
In fact, she was giving her, like, she was, like, evil smiling and staring.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, that was a lot.
It was intense.
That says a lot, though, because then even Chitra in the confessional was like, I don't want to have any problems with RP. I feel like she must be notorious for being like, once you're shunned, you're shunned.
Do you think Reshma is like that girl?
Yeah.
Do you like think she's that girl in the community, like, where people are like, okay, I don't want to get on Reshma's bad side? Like, do you think she's the gatekeeper of, like, the social groups, or, like, something to where, like, people don't want to, like, intentionally piss her off?
I wouldn't say gatekeeper, because if you notice, there's that really, it's a small little moment, but it's Chitra, Lopa, and Dharma all getting drunk together. There's I feel like no one really hangs out with Reshma.
I feel like Reshma has a group of friends, but, like, they're not on this show. And I feel like she has no interest in being buddy-buddy with these people, especially, like, after some of the stuff she sees on camera. Oh. I think she's like, you know what? Because Reshma strikes me as one of those people that takes the smallest thing to heart.
Yes.
And so, like, she can't take a joke. And, like, whenever, like, she's remembering shit from, like, episode 2 of season 1, and she's like, nope, I'm not letting that shit go. That I remember when you said it the first time. Sorry, it's in my brain. You're never going to be friends with me. Don't come over. No chicken salad for you. Nothing.
And she's like, no, nothing's wrong. No, nothing's wrong, which is the worst, because you'll never fix it.
Right.
So that's dangerous, because it's like, once you do one thing wrong, that's it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, no, everything's fine. Everything is fine. And you're like, oh, but it's clearly not. No, it is. It's fine. I was terrified and also very mad. I was very mad.
Yes.
It's like, I knew I didn't like you.
Yes.
Oh, it's like, don't you do that to Dharma. But I like that Dharma only called her an idiot in the confessional. She's like, Reshma's an idiot. I hope the camera was on her to get that. I'm like, oh, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you worry. We all saw it.
That must be, that's the face of, like, you know how you can just, like, tell someone is so not interested in a conversation, or someone looks down on you so much. That face she was making, that is my, like, new, whenever I'm, like, uninterested, or my, like, boss asks me to do something I don't want to do, that's my go-to face now. That, like, smiling, Just that, no, that's it. Like, no, sorry. That's it.
Jesus. So things are not good there.
Nope.
Dude, how about the producer asking Monica, are you still as confident as you were before about Rish not cheating on you? And she's like, no.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And what always, like, what always plays in the back of my mind is that one of the downfalls of reality TV is that it's been around so long now that we know how it's made. And so we know these, like, interviews and confessionals are done way after the fact. And so, like, when they answer certain questions, you never know if they're actually answering, like, oh, let me say about my thought of mind in this moment, or let me say what I'm thinking right now, present day, while I'm recording. So I never, like, so it's like, okay, is that how you felt then? Or have you found out some more information recently that we don't know, and we need a season four because we need to find the hell out?
Like, yeah, because we thought we were going to get an answer on their relationship, but we are in limbo still on where they
stand. Nothing. All I know is Nora told me that she, you know, she's seen people say that they've seen them together recently. So who knows? In the clubs, as she said.
Get out. Get out. It was the Brian and Amrit love story is very sweet. You know how they split and they came back together. You know, that's very.
Oh, Amrit and Nicholas. Yeah.
What did I say? Brian?
Brian and Amrit. Yeah. He's always on a Brian. It's okay.
Sorry. It's okay. I even wrote Brian because I was like, I don't care about anyone else. care about anyone else. Nicholas and Amrit's love story. Very sweet.
Yes.
And this is where the message of this show is always just. It's like, this is why the show's so great. He's like, the struggle doesn't end once you come out of the closet. We are still fighting for acceptance. People still want us to go away and disappear forever. So having this wedding is our opportunity to show that and represent that. And so that's what makes Family Karma above so many of the other shows. Because you get the drama and you get all that stuff, but then you get this.
This season was just so fantastic, like the way it was made overall, because it was so... It's hard for reality TV shows to show this much balance because to be fully entertaining, like showing the drama of it all, the emotional stuff of it all, like for everything to be as enthralling as it is, like equally to each other, bravo. Like, it's fantastic television. If you didn't watch Family Karma this season, you've got to go back and watch it. Go back and binge all three seasons now. It's a quick binge. You won't be disappointed. Just go back and watch them and fall in love.
I love how many people have gotten into it because of us doing this recap. It's like, everyone's so happy too, because it's that good of a show. It gives you, because when you have a group of friends, because the producers were smart, they found this crew.
Group of friends.
Exactly. And they're like, they fight and they make up. And it's true. Like, this group fights pretty heavy and they make up. But yet they have this real... true message that needs to be out there. This representation is important.
Yes.
I love that when they were on the horses for the Barat, there were people on the balconies from the, like, on the street, like in their apartments and in the hotels, just loving it. And that must have been so fun.
I love that. I was
jealous of them. I'm like, I wish I could be one of those people on those balconies. Like, what is this?
I know. I had a friend that got married, like a known hotel in Destin. So, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to Destin, but Destin has, like, that strip where, like, there are all those, like, nice hotels and stuff like that. She got married at one of those. Like, it was an outside wedding. It was in, like, July. So, like, I was about to, like, fucking melt. But it was an amazing wedding. And, like, people, like, the hotel is so nice because all of the rooms had balconies. So, like, so many guests were, like, up there too, just, like, looking down, watching, like, the entire ceremony from start to finish. Aww. So, like, when it was time for them to kiss, like, everyone on the balconies clapped and everything like that. Like, it was beautiful. So I know this, just, like, for them to be a gay couple doing this for the first time, like, on TV, it had to have been, like, the best feeling in the world.
And what a visual too. You got these two guys on horses and all of these people dancing around. And so this is where it was so crazy. They're like, Nicholas, your parents were like dancing in the crowd. Like, wow. I bet this changed their fucking life. I bet this I'm, just I mean, I really wish we could hear from them, but I bet it did. I bet they were forever affected by this.
I wonder if, because they seem like it's been like a complete like 180 since they got down there. So I'm wondering, do you think that dinner with Amrit's parents like actually was like a turning point for them? Like, do you think it just like put them at ease so much that they were like, okay, if we're going to lean into this, we've got to like lean all the way into it. We can't be like have half a foot in. We got to like fully support our son.
I don't know if it was that, maybe, but like, I also wonder if it was just like, okay, wow, it's not so bad. Like now that right. we're here, it's like, wow, okay, they are just people that love our son and mm-hmm. we want our son to be loved. And this is just, wow, they are just a couple. This is yeah. just like if he was with a woman. It's right. not, you know, like that's what I think it just becomes so demonized in mm-hmm. their heads. Like, oh my God, you're with a man. What do you right. guys do? Just wear devil costumes? Like, no.
right.
It's pretty dull sometimes. Right. It's just like we, you know, we wake up and we do normal mundane things. We're just a couple. And right. so I'm being surrounded.
Think a lawyer about, and a teacher. Like, what do you expect us to do right now?
Think, and I hate to say this, but like, think about how boring their lives probably are with their like,
right.
compared, and then you got this Indian wedding with all these people like twirling mm-hmm. around the streets with horses.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, this is the best. Okay. Right. Like mm-hmm. they went back and they were like in their boring little judgy church with all the judgy friends being like, oh, you went there. They're like, you have no idea. That was colorful and beautiful mm-hmm. and everyone loved us and they wanted to meet us. And you know what I mean? I bet they were like,
yep.
this was like, that is like a TV movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Put like, that shit on Hallmark. I'll watch
it. Put it right now. I mean, for real.
Hell yeah.
The number one thing that I've learned so far in 2023 that has been a total game changer is that gut health means overall health, mental health, physical health, the works. I did not know that serotonin is produced in your gut. So when you take care of your gut, it helps you to beat stress, helps with, you know, a little bit of anxiety. And the two products that I have incorporated into my daily routine are the Just Thrive probiotic and the stress-busting, mood-uplifting Just Calm. Just Thrive probiotic supports digestive, immune, and total body health. It actually produces antioxidants right in the gut. It gets to your gut alive, which most probiotics do not. It eliminates bad bacteria. It replenishes it with good bacteria. And if you have kids, you can open up the capsules and sprinkle it in foods and drinks to sneak it in there for them. And to take the stress busting mood support to the next level, add in Just Calm. This product has helped me have a healthier response to stress. This product has helped me stay focused because I've had a lot of episodes to get done lately. It's also helped me sleep better and it's improved my energy levels, obviously, because if you sleep better, you have better energy. It's just overall great. Just Thrive products have more clinical research than just about anyone else in the industry. They're all natural and they have a money back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. If you're ready to up your wellness game and beat bloat, digestive issues, stress, and more, you can get 15% off a bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and a bottle of Just Calm with promo code SHESPEAKS at justthrivehealth.com. While you're there, check out all their other research-based products for optimal gut and immune health. There is something for everyone, even a probiotic for your fur baby, all with a bottom of the bottle guarantee. Take control of your health this year with Just Thrive. Oh my God, when Amrit, I wish we had seen it, but I was right there with you when Amrit stopped, like I was way down the aisle. Amrit mm-hmm. stopped to touch his father-in-law's feet. And the only mm-hmm. reason we knew that was because you hear Brian go, oh my God, I just got choked up. Like I couldn't. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how are we not seeing this? What trickery with the camera work, man? Like they made right. sure they figured out the framing of all of those shots so that they were not in frame.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I need some internet sleuths to like go back and figure this shit out. Like I wanna know. I just wanna see what they look like. That's all. I just wanna know.
Me too. I mean,
I was observing.
Like, really, when you think about it, though, that was mm-hmm. bold of them to say, we will go and know that there is filming happening, but not be filmed. Like, wow, cameras were everywhere. People are mic'd up.
And you got to be really trusting of production to do that.
Totally.
Yeah.
So that is a, like, that was a very big leap for them. Mm-hmm. So I do, that, that actually does say a lot. I love Anisha and Brian crying. Like, they didn't want to admit it, but Anisha's just, her eyes were just, she's like, I didn't want to mess up my makeup, so I just kept my eyes open real wide. And didn't also blink.
Congratulations to Anisha. Have you seen the photos?
Oh my God, gorgeous.
Beautiful. And her husband's a looker, right?
He, yeah,
that's,
he's
a beautiful
tall
couple.
He's,
yeah,
he's tall. He's got some big dick energy.
Yes.
I have a very accurate penis radar. It's like, it's been, I do, it's been, I mean, it's been a while since I've had to put it to use, but back in my, back in my 20s, it was like a 99.9% accuracy rating.
Oh.
And I'm getting very, very large energy from him.
Okay. I have never had that superpower.
Yes, I'm very good at it. And I was spot on with like random people too. Like people that you were like, him? I'm like, I don't know, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. And I found out because I was a little slut. Back in the day.
Who wasn't?
You know, okay. I was so proud. I was just, you know, I've looked back on those years and I'm proud of myself for doing it when I had the chance.
There you go.
You know, don't regret those years, I tell you.
There you go.
Just be safe. just, you know, don't
be safe.
Be safe so you don't have to, you don't have to regret it for the rest of your life, kind of a thing. Right. You know, like, so, you know. But yes, she looked, the photos are unbelievable of that wedding.
Yeah.
Like, she really did it up. Like, she, that, absolutely stunning. How cute was it? How cute was it with the dog, with Theo walking, following them around the fire? Oh, my God. Too fucking cute. That was too cute.
That was. That whole ceremony was just great.
It really was. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. I loved, everyone looked amazing for that black tie event after. That was a costume change and a half, and everyone turned out. That's not easy to do a costume change like that. You're already in one outfit. You got to flip it for the next. I was impressed.
Go, y'all.
Brian hits on that girl, Alicia, again, who, by the way, he thought was Monisha. He's like, I think I'm in love. Her name's Monisha, I think. And it was not. It was Alicia. But it's not It's not his fault. It was, she sucks.
Yeah.
But then Avni comes over. And I'm like,
Doing too much again.
She's not a wing woman like she wants to claim she is.
Absolutely not.
Girl, you are not. You think you are, but you are not. You are not a wing woman.
Mm-mm. She was doing way too much. You can tell, like, that was like the tipping point for her. She kind of like was like, okay, I'm like, for some reason, like, main character energy right here, and I hate that. So, like, I'm trying to go over here and, like, because she wouldn't even answer the question. She was like, I'm not going to reveal the status of, like, me. I'm like, what an answer. Like, what is that? What?
Get out of here, lady.
Right.
Go away.
Hate that for him.
He walks away. He's like, oh God, I can't. Like, this just, he's like, all of this is bad. Cut this, please. Just cut this from the show. Please don't show this. Cut. I don't. How did we, God. I, Bally telling O'Malley was what I was just about to say. Bally telling O'Malley. It was sweet because I like that he, It was like such a man that he goes, I want to apologize to you for not making you feel confident enough to come tell me this. That was so, like, way to go, dude.
He seems like a good guy.
God, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Such a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Such a bear. We do love those. He looks like he can just pick her up with one hand, like swirl her around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For real.
Yeah. Go Bali.
I just want to see the house that she's moving into.
Yeah, because, see, okay, we, you know, we're stuck on the location because I know I am every single week.
You are, yeah.
But then when you think about it, one of the bright sides about not being like in the LA, New York, Miami, you know, in somewhere in the triangle, is that maybe you get a whole lot more house for a lot less. So, like, maybe he's got a
nice ass house. $400,000
house, and it's like an empire in Miami. So, I mean, you know, you just listen, just go start going to Trader Joe's and, you know, find your local, you know, whether you have Kroger or Publix, you know, okay. Find one of those.
You're
and,
just
you
making
know.
It sound so shitty.
I'm trying to help Bali. Like, look on the bright side. Like, there's, oh, wait, she's in Louisville, right?
Yeah. No? Is where? That Lopa?
No, Lopa's here with me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where is he? He's somewhere L in Kentucky. Louisville
sounds right. No, Louisville
okay,
sounds
let's go
right.
With that.
Let's go with that.
God, I used to go to the races. Ooh. In one of the L cities.
Okay.
So that's something fun. Bali, you can put on like the big hat.
Oh, that's so her.
Yes, the gowns. And you will have a lovely time at the derbies. You can go like start with the weekend stuff, like what are they called?
Jesus Christ for giving her like something. An itinerary.
I know. I'm like, I'm trying to help you as much as you can, Bali. Like, I need an update on your life immediately because that's a good man, but I get it. Okay. Like, I, you know.
So now we're going to have both Anisha and Bali not there in Florida. Mm. So they're going to have to be like commuting to do this job.
Let me ask you. That's what I've been wanting to ask you for a while now. And I keep forgetting. Do you think the production is mad at Anisha for not doing any of this on camera? Because we got two like stupendous weddings this season. Or do you think they were like, you know what, enough with the weddings, like let's move on to other stuff? Like I would imagine they want her to, I would imagine they want to at least meet the guy on camera, but
I wonder if she was in constant communication with them saying like, I would love to, but he doesn't want to do it. I think that I'm wondering if like, because hasn't she said outright that she would do it on camera and he's the one who doesn't want, isn't that what she said?
I think so.
So if it's not her choice, if it's his choice and she's like, I would love to, he just doesn't want to, then I feel like they might be understanding and be like, she wants it, but he doesn't want it. The only thing that does, I know, piss off production is when they do that thing where they don't have it on camera, but they give it to people with the exclusive. Like that, like when, like on Southern Charm, when Cam did that, Cam really pissed off production. Cam was one of their main characters. Mm-hmm. She was like the narrator of the show. She never showed her man, and then off season got married and gave people the exclusive. And they were like, you bitch. How could you?
And you know what? Did she get fired after the season or did she come back the next
season? No, she came back because she was very much a fan favorite. She left on her own accord because she couldn't handle the heat. Because it got a little saucy and some rumors were coming out about her husband and she had to get out because her husband, there were lots of rumors around Charleston about her husband and she was like, no, we cannot have that even start.
Oh.
Yeah.
She always went, you know what? Maybe it's the housewives world is a lot more strict about that. Because remember, like, we hear many different things, but like, obviously Kenya Moore was punished for doing that off camera. Like, that was one of the things. I'm surprised Portia was like welcomed back as fast as she was when she did it. She wasn't a housewife when she did it, but like, you know, her saying like, I'm not coming back, y'all aren't getting this part of my life anymore, and then her being welcomed right back to Ultimate Girls Trip. I don't know if it's because they knew they had Giselle and Candace there to like poke, but I don't know. It seems like, you know, it's a much bigger deal with housewives in particular. Maybe it's because it's such a coveted spot. Like, you know, who fucking cares about the cast of this show, that show, this show? But like housewives, everyone is very invested in who holds a peach. I always say peach, but you know, who holds who's in the opening credits.
I do wonder if how much, because Anisha held so much off the show, seemingly because he wanted to. I feel like there's got to be a big conversation happening with her. Like, what is your role on the show if you cannot show that side of your life?
Let me ask you this, too. How confident are we that we're going to get a season 4?
I
think this is their best season, but
I hope this doesn't feel like a conclusion. because, right. you know, it kind of has that feeling to it where it's like, mm-hmm. now they're married. Vish has his drinking under control. Bali's moving in with O'Malley. Like, I hope mm-hmm. it doesn't have that finality to it. I know. So we have to see where the storylines can go. And that's up to them to see where they go. But it, that yeah. is what I was wondering when I watched the end of it. And I was like, well, fuck. Now, what are they going to do next year? Because everyone's kind of wrapped up.
Right. It'd be different if we got like a reunion because we're like, oh my God, there's so much unleft.
And they could say, yeah, totally. But
we at least like last season, we got that like wild ass Watch What Happens Live appearance.
That was and so like, good.
We at least had that. So we were like, okay, we need a season three because Anisha and Monica hate each other. So we need to know what's going on there. But like, what is happening? I don't know.
There was still some open-ended drama too at the end of last season. Mm-hmm. So this just felt like they with the way Amrit and Vish with the way they were like, we're both spiritually married because it was so like we're all in a good place now. And I was the watching only, it like, oh no, what are we doing here?
The only thing I can say is that Vishal and Amrit were on Watch What Happens Live, and Vishal yes. did imply that there was some drama between him and Brian because of the aunties.
Yes.
So maybe that's where we go. We get into a whole, like,
yes.
Benny versus everybody thing, or Reshma and, you uh-huh. know, them versus everybody. I don't know, but...
And look, don't get me wrong. They're there. They may know, like, oh, no, there's plenty of drama still. They may right. just have wanted to give us a happy ending because, unlike all the other toxic shows, this is a nice cast.
God, right.
You know what I mean? So they, mm-hmm. they're like, don't worry. There's plenty of drama. Nicholas and Amrit have to have a baby now, and that's going to be something we want to follow. Mm-hmm. Vish is still struggling with his sobriety, so let's keep following that. Right. Lopa still hates him. Bali is going to move in with O'Malley, but we do need to see like how that's going to play out. So they mm-hmm. gave it a pretty button.
Yeah.
But it was just maybe for the show. Maybe more. It was just for the show. So you know yeah. what? No need to panic.
Okay.
We need to panic, everyone. We panicked, but ignore our panic. Ignore us.
Yes.
We're not panicking. There's plenty of drama. Plenty of drama left to come.
Yes.
We got that. Okay.
I'm always, whew. You know, when I don't get to see like the live plus three, I'm always concerned about anybody. So,
yeah.
you know, I always think someone's going to get canceled. You know, Netflix has really done a number on us because we think that everything good is getting canceled because you better not get attached to a Netflix show. It's not coming back. It's not coming back.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so let's rate this season out of 10. Let's give it a grade.
Okay.
What would you give it?
I would give this season, honestly, I would give it a B+.
Okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed this season. And you know what? There may be other factors to like, because I feel like that's a high grade, but there might be other factors like, you know, following up with Potomac every week, like, dear Lord, is a lot. You know, Potomac, your energy level goes to the pits of hell because you're having to deal with not just, like, the stuff on camera, but, like, the fandom that goes with it. And this is such, like, a breath of fresh air for an hour that it's, like, it's a good, what do they call it?
Palate cleanser.
A good palate cleanser. Yes, a good palate cleanser after you're done with Potomac. So I've thoroughly enjoyed this season. I thought it had a great mix of drama, a great mix of comedy, a great mix of the emotional. I thought it really, truly had it all. And I definitely think that it was Family Karma's best season.
I'm going to go. I am right there with you.
There we go.
I would give it an A-.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving it an A- because it was its longest season.
Yes.
It did hold. The only reason it's a minus and not a straight A is because mm-hmm. I did get a little exhausted of the wedding storyline. I felt like we could have shaved yeah. one episode off. I'm like, okay, I don't need to hear one more of this, guys. Like, we can
because you really have to be a wedding person for like yeah, that, yeah. and everyone isn't. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we don't need one more of that. But mm-hmm. I thought we got so many layers of conversation. We got Vish going through his drinking stuff. We got Monica mm-hmm. being made a fool of with Rishi. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of stuff. So I thought it was a great season, more from the aunties, good pacing. We got even more from the interaction with the crew. That was amazing. Watching them, how much they bonded with them. Mm-hmm. So I really, really think that they should absolutely bring it back. And they will. They will, Kendrick. We don't need to panic, right?
They will.
We don't need to panic.
Okay. Why don't we say like what we want the most out of season four then?
Okay. I like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to see some real stuff from Vish, because I know that we saw him be like, I'm good, I'll have a drink. I don't trust that.
Yeah.
Totally. I want to see him really get some work done with himself, and I want to see Reshma get some work done with herself. I want to see Reshma need to. I want to see Reshma like have to dig deep and maybe get called out by the aunties. Maybe get called out by Chitra, called out by Lopa, and called out by Dharma. And it's like, listen, you're being a bitch and we're not going to tolerate it anymore. I want to sit down with her. I want the aunties to like have to deal with that. I want more from them for sure, because that dynamic in that group really fascinates me. And Reshma just doesn't show up for filming enough. And if she wants to be on the show, I want her to do group scenes with the aunties where she has to like answer for it. I would love to see more of that play out, because it's it's just so layered and deep.
Yes.
And I mean, I guess we're going to have to see Amrit and Nicholas try to have a baby. That does fascinate me, because I don't really think we've seen a ton of gay couples try to have children.
Right.
So that's good. Let's see that. Let's see how that, let's watch that play out.
Okay.
And I want to watch more of Brian dating. I want a ton of Brian dating.
Same.
I want to see him on so many dates. I want Dharma hooking him up. I want that. Absolutely.
Yes, I love that. The only thing I'll add to that, because I want to see all of that too, and I, you know what, I want as many, like as often as you're filming with like the younger people on the show, like the main cast, I want you filming that often with like the auntie and uncle group scenes, because I feel like this show, we know everyone enough now to where we can genuinely bounce back between the two.
Totally.
And you'll give us, we'll get enough drama to where like these episodes, like this show will be taken from a B plus to an A+.
100%.
Easily, if you did that. And the other thing I want, this is going to sound so shady, and I swear it's not, because I love me some Anisha. I love me some Robin Dixon. You know this. I love these two people. I think this, you know, I've stated, I think the stupidest thing in the world would be for Bravo to fire Robin.
Yeah.
Since, like, bring her
now
back.
Now she
like,
has to answer for all of those
things.
Right.
Like, why would we deprive ourselves of, like, that amazing season 8? Like, it'll be hard for us, La Robins, but, you know, we'll deal cause for great TV. But, like, that would be, you know, we need to see that.
Yeah.
I kind of want Anisha to have a similar thing where, because I don't know if anyone was invited to this wedding.
Yeah, no, like, she needs to get called out. Anisha needs a season where she's busted for keeping stuff off camera.
Yes. And I kind of, I hate it, because like I get it. I genuinely get it all. But I kind of want to see it.
It's just because that's how fair we are. We love her.
Right.
But she, it's only fair that she gets called out for that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I love me some Robin Dixon, but show it all to me. I want to see what the hell y'all are going to do. Like, I need all of this. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, those were great. Yeah, there we go. Boom.
Season 4, we wrote it for you. There you go, Bravo.
Guys. All right.
You're welcome, producers.
You're welcome. We got your storylines. Don't worry, I'll send you guys this episode. All right.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, guys, we've got to wrap this up because we got to get ready for our live. So I'm sad. Bye, Family Karma. We love you. We really, really do.
Let's manifest something before we go. Let's manifest that we get a Real Housewives of Atlanta trailer very soon.
Yes.
And we can like set a date and we'll just come back together. You know, obviously I have to be invited, but if Emily wants me, she knows I'm here to do Atlanta.
Kendrick, I already even said, I was like, I got so excited because I'm like, oh my God, now we know like how to do these like seasons together. We're going to make Atlanta's going to be even better because we already did Atlanta. I'm so excited for Atlanta. Like,
oh my God,
I'm getting hot just thinking about it. I'm so excited for Atlanta. Oh my God.
I cannot. And Candy has been talking about so much about how she had to go from, you know, the Escape and SWV show starts this Sunday.
I'm so excited.
Oh, me too. She talked about how she had to go from that, like filming, like them get on her fucking nerves, to going right into Atlanta filming.
So she's grumpy.
She said all last year, she was like, I was so pissed off just like all the time. She's like, I got into screaming matches so often last year. Like, I don't know what was going on. I'm like, give it to me now. Redhead candy. Give it to me now.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, Kendrick, thank you, as always, for joining me on this family karma journey. I love you.
Of course. I love you more. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
All right, guys. Don't forget to follow Kendrick at Reality and Comics 2. Oh, no. Reality Comics 2. I don't want to get your handle wrong. I'll put everything in the description. Y'all know how I do it. Yes. Reality and Comics 2 podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. We love you guys, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I know. It's sad. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, would you mind leaving me a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you are listening? If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget there's the super thanks option down at the bottom, the little button with the dollar sign and the heart. And also I'm on buymeacoffee.com/shespeaksbravo if you want to buy me a little coffee or two or five. And my Patreon, that is where I'm covering all of the classic Bravo jams. If you want to follow me over there and subscribe, link is in the description. And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at She Speaks Bravo. And whoever the guest was for today, all their information is always in the episode description. So if you want to follow them and check them out, check there for the info. And any of the sponsor codes that I mentioned in this episode will also be in the description. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey, Troy and Kelly here, and we are the hosts of Beyond the Blinds podcast, where you'll get all your celebrity gossip needs.
We'll take you beyond the celebrity blinds and dive deeper into the dark side of Hollywood.
This podcast is full of scandal, intrigue, and gossip surrounding your favorite celebrities.
Listen now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't be rotted.